You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Kuf Lamed Beit. We're holding right on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beit in the middle of the sugya to Yufta the Rav is where we're up to one third of the way up. So that you remember that Rav had told that Levi that had been grabbing matonah, it's not enough, we don't take it from you, but you should not grab it from somebody else and take it instead. So that from there we saw that Rav wasn't sure that the Levi was chayiv. So the question was, we asked on him from the Braita where it said beferush that there is a din, that it cannot be, that the Levi couldn't be potter, because then it would say hashochet Levi, potter menamatanot, and it doesn't. Furthermore, we brought a beferusha Braita that said hashochet Levi uli Yisrael chayav. So what's Rav talking about? That was our question. Do you have to derive? So today continues Rav to say, yes, it's true that there is such a bright. However, it happens to be that it's a machloket tanoim, whether Levi is chayev. And of course, what is that machloket dependent on? What the definition of the pasuk is, me'et ha'am zofchei hazevach. Is Levi called me'et ha'am? Or is Levi not part of the am? And that we see as a machloket tanaim, the tanoim. V'chiper et mikdash hakodesh. Here we're going through the various kaparot of the dam, lifnai v'lifnim, and the oil noyed, and the mizbeach, and the azorah, is everything that the kohen does overall on Yom Kippur to be mechaper. So over there, doesn't seem to have anything to do with our sugi, but watch and see how magically it actually illuminates the whole thing. So there were derish like this. V'chiper et mikdash hakodesh, the whole posik is v'tol mo'ed, v'tam izveach yichaper, v'al kohanim, v'al kol am hakahal yichaper. Now, obviously the way we're going to define am hakahal could very well be a key to understanding whether am hakahal includes Levi or doesn't include Levi. If it includes Levi over here, then it would have to be zofchei hazevach, am zofchei hazevach would include Levi too. If not, then not. And here we're going to see that indeed it's a machloket, whether I'll call Am Hakal, Yechaper includes Levi. So we have a brayta that says like this. Chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh refers to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Ol Moed refers to the Echal. The Mizbeach refers to the Mizbeach, Kemashmo. Yechaper, the additional Yechaper, is referring to the Azorot, where people walked in Betuma. Kohanim is Kemashmo. So any Kohanim that were Nechshal in Tuma. Am HaKa'al refers to Yisrael, that's the standard Am, and the Yechaper refers to the Levim. So obviously, according to this Braita, the Levim are not included in the Kahal. On the other end, another Braita says, V'tanya Ida, Yechaper is not Elo HaLevim, Yechaper is Elo HaVadim. So apparently they don't need a posuk to tell me Levi, because they included Levi in the Am HaKa'al, so my love welcome if again. Mar Sabra Ikra Am, if they're considered to be part of the Am, so then they'd be part of the Am in terms of Zerachal Chayim Mekeva, to take Vieta Am Zofchei HaZevach, which means the Levi would be Chayiv, but the other man, the Omer, says, no, they're not including the Am, they need a special posuk Yechaper, which because we don't have by Zerachal Chayim Mekeva, according to which Levi would be Potter. And so therefore, Mar Sabra Ikra Am. So I understand, so what does Rav hold? Irav sphere like Aitana Lima, sphere like Aitana. When I said, what is he saying? It's not good enough, we don't take it from him. What do you hold? You hold Mitzara Dinner Chayev, Sisayder Chayev. You hold Mitzara Dinner Potter, you're not doing them any favor, nothing. What are you saying? It's not good enough for him, we don't take it from him. Tell yourself he's Potter. Now, the point over here is that Misafkale, that's his suffix. His suffix is whether we paskin ka'aitana, that Levi is part of Am, or ka'aitana, which case Levi's not Am, that's the final explanation of Rav Safik and Mameli. He said, look, it's good enough for this Levi that I don't know how to paskin. It's good enough we don't take it from. Dorash Barema. Hilchot Hakavati d'Rav. So we paskin like Rav in this. We don't take from Levi. Hilchot Hakavati d'Rav Chista. That somebody who is mazik the matnot kunat zrova chayim keiva does not pay. It is masik. A new psak that comes up now is the question of whether when you give the matanot to a kohen, does that include a kohenet? So Ula avayativ matanta lekanta. He used to give his zroa lechayim v'keva to a bat kohen, even though she was married to Yisroel. Etrei rava leula. How can you say that a kohen includes kohenet? If the din is that minchat kohenet ne'echelet, minchat kohenet na ne'echelet, we know that the Torah says, kalil tiye, kol minchat kohen kalil tiye. And that means that there's no shirayim and that it's asur b'achila. Let's go entirely on the mizbeach. Nonetheless, the Mishnah tells us that the mincha of a kohenet is ne'echelet. So obviously, that's not called kol minchat kohen. So how can you say that a kohenet is essentially a kohen? He said, clearly that's not true. E amrit kohen. Kohenet a bat kohen. E amrit kohen afilo kohenet. If you include even a bat kohen in this, v'yoktifa kol minchat kohen kaluti alo te'achel. How would we be allowed to eat the shirayim on a mincha of a kohenet? It's included in minchat kohen. Omalei. So he said to Rava, Ula said, Rebbe, if anything, I'll bring you a raya to me, matuncha, from your own masa. This is the way Rashi learns all over. Here, Rashi had a problem. I'll explain in a minute what his problem. He changes the lashon over here of his normal period. I'll explain to you why. But we can take the lashon Tosis talks about this particular Gemara, so in Zavachim. And it really comes, as the Maharsha explains, mituna, right from your pasuk, because why do you think that when the Torah introduces the halacha of the minchas kohen, it has to say zot torata mincha krevota b'nei Aaron? Why does it have to say b'nei Aaron? Because if it only said kohen, it would have meant kohenet. So in order to introduce the whole halacha, it bedavka has to go out of its way to say b'nei Aaron, which means where it doesn't say that, such as by the matanot, then it concludes, even Kohenet, if anything, it's a riot to me. So, Aaron of Anav, Ketuvim b'parasha. Whereas the Devei Rav Yishmol Tana, no. Over all, it's always Kohen, v'lo Kohenet. Ah, you'll say, doesn't say so. Yilamet satu menam furash. In places where it does not define what is meant by Kohen, such as by the Zorobeth and the Chayim Ekeva, learn it out from the place where it does tell you. And over there it says, B'nei Aaron, Dafka by Mincha. That becomes the model for every place where it says Kohen. Devei Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana. No, Kohen is a filu Kohenet. Because what we have over here would be, if you look in the Pasuk, it's a miut achra miut, because it begins, Zeh yeh mishpat ha-kohanim. Mashma kohanim v'lo kohanot. Then it says, V'natan la kohen. There's mashma also kohen, as you just said, kohen v'lo kohenet. Because we learned that in Afurash. This is a miyad achra miyad. A miyad achra miyad, ela l'rabot. On the contrary, you're right that all over indeed it's kohen v'lo kohenet. But since over here we have two mentions of kohen in one after the other, it's dafke marbe, even, and kohenet, about kohen. Indeed, Rav Kahana, who interestingly enough was not a kohen, you know, you put that little olive, and you say, well, I never said it was Kohen, I said it was a Kahana. A member of Kach. Actually, Tosis points out, clearly there was another Rav Kahana who was a Kohen. There's a little more about Rav Kahana was a Kohen and what it was that he used to take for Pinyan HaBen. So it couldn't be the same Rav Kahana. Must be there were at least two Rav Kahanas. So he married a Kohenet. So he was Achav Bishvil Ishto. Rav Papa also married a Kohenet, and he was Achav Bishvil Ishto. Rav Yemar married a Kohenet. Achal b'shvil ishto.
All of his
others? No. Israel matanos means Israel chayim v'kev. Stam matnes kuna Israel chayim v'kev. Ravini Baravin, achal b'shvil ishto. Omer Ravina. Now we have some new halachas to pass. Because my Reimar told me, he also talked about the Rav, the Gabi Levi, we don't take from him. Hilchot Hakavati Rav Chista Lagabi Mazik Matnat Kuhuna. Hilchot Hakavati the Ula Eretz Kahanta is included in Goyim. And also, this is a halacha we didn't talk about before. Hilchot Hakavati Rav Ada Bar Ava Leviya She Yalda Menat Patur Mechamesh Slaim. Since Pidyon HaBen goes according to Rechem, Peter Rechem, so if the Rechem, which is obviously a female, is a Leviya, so then the Vlad is Potter, Michomeshlaim. This has saved me a bit of money. Ton Rabban. Hazroa v'alechayayim v'hakeva nohagim v'kilayim uvikoy. So, first of all, we know that Zroa l'chayayim v'keva, as it says beferish, Zeye mishpat ha-kohadim, etam, zofrei ha-sevar, imshor imse. Imshor imse means it's got to be a shor imse. How about if it's kilayim? That's also called imshor imse. How about if it's a koi? Now this, remember we had earlier, the question, what is a koi? Is it bria b'fnei atzmar? It's a mixture of a chaya and a benina. In terms of this sugya, even though there's some that Ron particularly wants to try to work out the sugya, that it should even go according to Mandi Omar, that it's a reference to a bria b'fnei atzmar, the mice, all the Rishonim learn this sugya is going specifically that a koi is a mixture of a chaya and a benina. And you'll see why as we come immediately. So it would be noig b'koy, according to Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. Oh, now wait a minute. Kelayim abba mina eizu minarachel. That's chayav gematanot, because those are both behema. So that's tzon and bakar, basically. It's shor imse. Se includes these two minim anyway. But if it's a koi, is the girsa of the marshal, koi, potur mina matanot, or Minatayash or Minatsviya, which is the definition of koi, although it has the sexes reversed, which is not a problem, because very often we do that. We just talk about the mixtures of the species, then we get into the details, which is the male and which is the female. This happens to be the wrong male and wrong female.
So a koi is a male?
We're learning now that a koi is a mixture of a tzvi, a male chaya, that is molid from a tayasha, actually, from a female behima. And we'll see the question over there is whether this is entirely a behemah or not. The mother is a behemah. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Spotter ben Amatanot. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Remember, we went to the Sol Sugi earlier, the Masecht of Akisu Yadan, and over there we discussed also the issue of Matanot. So remember that the only way it worked out, we could have a reasonable machloket over here, the only possible explanation we came up with for the machlok, the Rabbanim Rabbi Eliezer, in this fashion, is that we're talking about a male tzvi, which is certainly not a behemah, and therefore it's not included in imshor imse. And this tzvi impregnates a tayasha, which is a behemah. And both Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanim both are not certain about whether choshishim lezera ha'am, or ein choshishin. So now the question is whether the fact that there was a male father that was a chaya, whether that male has any impact on the identification of the species of the child. So they were misupik about that. Is the child partially chaya? Now, obviously when you're dealing with matanot, where you're dealing with iser, such as kisui adam, and so okay, we mach. When you're dealing with the matanot, there's no iser involved. There's only money. When you're dealing with money, hamotzi b'chaver olav araya. So therefore, if the Kohen wants these matanot, he's going to have to prove that this is an animal that's chayav in matanot. If we're mesupik, whether cheshem azera ha'av, maybe this thing is at least partially a chayav. Now, if it is partially a chayav, is it still chayav? In other words, does it have to be entirely a chaya to be potter? How about if it's partially a set or a shor? Ah, now, the machloket is, they agree about the suffix of chesh lezera'at. What they argue about is whether anyway, is seh v'afilu miktzat seh. Does seh include a partial seh or is seh only a total seh? So let's assume that we have to worry about the male component over here. This is only a partial seh. That's a machlokas. So Mar Shavar Seva Filu Miksa Tanakama holds. There's a chiyuv over here of the Matanot, because even if this might be a part Chaya, but it's certainly a part Seh, and that's included im Seh. Umar Zavar, no. Seh afilu mitzis alami. That we wouldn't say. Okay, so now let me understand. If that's the case, explain how this works out. I understand why Rebbe Eliezer says you're potter, because he says we don't say seh velo mikzaseh. It has to be entirely a seh. It can't be a mikzaseh. But according to Rabbanan, so you're saying Rabbanan say you're chayev in a koi. Even if they all seh afilu mikzaseh, but why would I be chayev the entire matanot? We should split it. It's half chayev, half potter. It was bishlema legabe iser. Iser, you can't split. Either it's chayev kisei dam, or not chayev kisei dam. You can't cover half of it. But when it comes to money, we should say, look, you know, if you can prove that ein chayshel zera'ah, then this is entirely a sale, I'll give you the whole thing. If you can't prove that, then you're going to have to be mistapek with half. So even if they all the mitzvah mix it, he could still give him half. Fine. Power galishko. The other half, the owner should say, okay, prove to me that ein chashin azara av. If you prove to me ein chashin, so bring me a raya, and then you can take. Omer avuna barchia. Yeah, that's what it means. They didn't say how much you're chayev. They said you're chayev. That's what chayev means. Chayev means half. So my chayev, nami dukam, chayev achatzi matanot. Mativ Rabbi Zera, is that true? I mean, take a look at this. Koi, this we've seen this many times, famous definition of koi. Yesh bo drachim shavim lebeima, yesh bo drachim shavim lechaya, yesh bo drachim shavim lechaya ulebeima. Ketzad, okay, we have to remark when the chela is osur, kechela beima. The dam, yachayev and kisei adam, like the dam of a chaya. There's, however, things in which it's similar. To both the Behemah and Achaya, because Dam is Osir, and Gidanosh is Osir. And that's like a Behemah of Achaya. It's Chayev in Zroel, Achaya in the Keva. Rebbe Eliezer Poter now. I mean, does it say Chayev half? V'imita, according to you, it should say Chayev b'chatzi. Viboyle, no? That's not so persuasive. I know it says chelbo v'damo. What's it going to say? Half chelbo and half damo. When it comes to Easter, it's the whole thing. There's no way to be mechalik. So since I did a tana chelbo v'damo, how can you say chetzi chetzi over there? Dolomadni chetzi chetzi. There's no way to use that word. Just keep it parallel. We say yuchayev. We don't say chetzi chayev. Mishumach yilok atani chetzi. But when Ravin came, he said, you know what Rabbi Yochanan said? Rabbi Yochanan said that the case of koi is unique. Because when it comes to the koi, even though we're mesupik about the chashul zera'av, you're still chayev bekulu matanot. You know why? Because we're bright that you guys were ignoring. The Tanya. Look, you could say shor v'seh. What's this im shor v'seh? Well, what do I need that? Im shor v'seh. That im is coming l'rabot et akelayim. And it could have said says im seh. Im says coming l'rabot et akoi. So im shor, im says a special giloy akro. That in this case we don't say look at it as a suffix.
Includes
this. Kulay. No chetzis. It's a complete chiyuv. In other words, as long as it's partially a seh, it's chayiv. That's Rabbanan's. Yeah, that's Rabbanan's word. So what? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what does he do with im? What do you mean im? Of course, it has to be im. Im is either or. If it wouldn't have said im, you would have said only if you shech both a shor and a seh. Then you'd be chayev in the matanot. How do I know l'chalek v'shech either a shor or a seh? Is it im shor im seh? That's a good point. So the rabbonim, how do they know l'chalek minolo? That they say that's coming from the unnecessary. Here it says zovchei hazevach. Zevach is one zevach, right? Not mi'eta zovchei. It's zovchei hazevach, one zevach. So obviously you don't need both shor v'seh. Rebbe Eliezer. So what does he do with Zovchei HaZevach? He says the point is that teaches me Rava's Halacha. Remember Rava's Halacha is Adin Im HaTabach. Meaning, you, the Kohen, goes to the butcher and he says, I want these matanot. The butcher can't say, it's not mine. It belongs to somebody else. I'm just doing the dirty work over here. Therefore comes on the pasuk and says, Zovchei HaZevach.
The tviya is on the butcher himself, so long as it's in his rishus. The rishonim say that nonetheless, it doesn't mean that the tovas hana is in the baal. There was the baal and could tell the butcher, I only want it to be given to the kohen that I usually be given. So, but if it's that kohen, the tabach can't say to him, wait till it gets, it's not my business. Lav bal diniyat, that he can't say, because the Torah is marve, zelche hazeva. Zokei lekemishna. Bechor, shinitarev b'meya. Now we know Bechor is not chayev in Zerah v'chayev v'kev. It's already Kodesh. So it has a din of Kiddush, and there's no Kiddush's mitzvah that's chal on it. And now, one Bechor gets mixed up in another 100 animals. You have 100 different people shechting these animals. Obviously, each one can say, the Kohen comes and says, give me my matonis. Why should I give you this matonis, man? This is a Bechor. Of course, the Gemara will say, well, if it's a Bechor, you should say, look, Mamanav Shach, he didn't give me the whole thing. He didn't give me the whole thing, he didn't give me my tana. That the Gemara is going to ask. But if you have one person shechting one animal, all the animals, so then Echad Shechet Kulam, then Ein Potter No Elah Chai. I mean, then one of them, fine, the Bechor, you're not going to pay for the Matanot. But otherwise, everything else is Chai. Now, someone who is the Shochet, he's Shochet to a Kohen. Kohen is the owner. Or Novi Kochovim is the owner. Spotam and Amatanot. Not only that, if he's Mishtatef Imahen, so that there's partially, he's a Yisrael. And he's got Kohen, they went into Shittafut with him. Also, it's Potter completely. But he has to be Roshem. They used to have a mark they made on the meat that indicated that this meat is Potter from Zolachayim Akev. Otherwise, people would be Chesha them of not giving them Matanot. The imam chutz v'napa matanot. If the Kohen says to Yisrael, I'm selling you a part. I'm selling you this part except for the matanot, which I'm keeping for myself. So then it's not Yisrael's business. He's not chayiv in the matanot. There aren't any matanot. The Kohen's keeping his own matanot. So then that's not a problem. And as we saw earlier, someone walks into the butcher shop. He says, sell me the b'nei me'ayim of this para. And there are matanot. He has to give those matanot to the Kohen, because he understood lechatchila when he bought it, that he was buying something that included the part that belonged to the Kohen. But, and there he doesn't have to be menakel or menadamim. The butcher doesn't have to subtract. What do you mean? He knew perfectly well. He was making a blanket deal on all of the me'ayim. You know perfectly well that the me'ayim you're chayiv in matanot. What are you coming now? I should give you a discount because I sold you the matanot. However, if he sells by weight, then obviously the guy gets a discount. What do you mean? Can't weigh the part that I don't get. I have to give the matanot. So there, if he lucked, then he still has to give it a coin, but then he deducts the weight as well as Chaim Akeva from the total weight that he sold.
But the butcher can sell it before he gives it?
Yeah, I mean, this was the whole question, whether Momot Sheshul Tovim, here are the cases where if the coin that was a Makire Kahuna, like we said before, comes in his Tavea before, he can't sell it. Otherwise, I mean, it's not really selling it. The guy's still going to have to give it.
Yeah.
Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Well, if one of them is a Bechor, then the Kohen for sure comes. The Kohen's got a great taina. Why would he be Potter? What good is it him? He's going to tell the Kohen, no, you can't have the Matan, it's the Bechor. So then the Kohen will say, so okay, just give me the Bechor. So am I? Why would he be Potter? You have all of Kohen Mishneit Stadim. Let him get it as a Mamonav Shach. Oh, it's a Bechor, fine, I'll take the whole thing. Have a kula didi. If it's not a Bechor, it's not a Bechor, it's giving the matanos. You can't have it both ways. Have the matantoi. Where are my matanot? Omar of Oshaya, you're right, the case of the Mishnah only works where is this Bechor had already been sold to the Yisrael by a Kohen. So it was already came to the Kohen, he got a mum. Now the Kohen has a right to sell it at school, and he can sell it to Yisrael. So he sold it to Yisrael.
He's still
Potter
from Matan. The Bechor that was sold.
Still Potter from, still Potter, sure. Hashochet laKohen v'lovid kochavim, Potter mena matanot. But isn't that a little bit strange way of saying that a Kohen and an Akum is Potter mena matanot? What's Hashochet laKohen? Just say it. There's no chiyuv on a kohen on a vikachovim. Oh, my Rabbi, no, that's the whole point. I keep telling you. Zot omeret hadin im hatabach. The issue over here is that the tviya is to the butcher. The butcher cannot tell the Kohen, in cases where he has a right to be Tovea, cannot tell him, this isn't mine, this belongs, go talk to the owner. The din is from the Tabach. Dorash Rabbah. When it says, Zovchea Zevach, Me'eta Am, Zovchea Zevach. So Me'eta Am would mean the Am, not Kohanim. But then when it says, Me'et Zovchea Zevach, ooh, that's whoever does the Shechita. So what that means is, Zovchea Zevach, Havi Omer, Afilu Tabach, Kohen, B'mashma. So let's say, the butcher is a Kohen, and he is shechting an animal for Yisrael. He can't say, I'm a Kohen, Adinim HaTabach, and therefore I'm Potter. That doesn't work. It's only where the Kohen is shechting his own stuff, then it works. Now, the question is, we got a great business deal going over here. All a Kohen has to do is make a deal with a butcher. I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's make it, instead of Schreiber and Sons, make it Schreiber and Kohen and Sons. I'll take a mere 2% of your income.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
And you never have to give matanot again. I'll be a shutif in every animal. We said before, shutif with a coin is potter. And I'll take a bit of the profit. We're all happy.
So, but these matanas don't need to go to this Kohen? They
don't need to go to anybody. Once he's a shutif, he doesn't have to take matanot, we said. This is a great deal. In fact, Ushbezichni, the Rabbi Tabla, was a Kohen. Rabbi Tabla was one of the earliest tablet users. He was a Kohen. Vavidochik le Milta, the Ushbezichni, the guy who used to rent a room from him, was having a really rough time. So he comes to Rabbi Tabla, what am I going to do? I don't have any money. Now, Rabbi Tabla certainly didn't want to have him raise the rent, you know. So he told him, why don't you make a deal with the butcher? So Zili Shtatif Bale Tabachai Yisrael, find a non-Kohen butcher. You make him a deal that he gives you a partnership. And the Miga, the Mefati, the Matanta, Mishtatfe Badav, because having a partnership with you makes them butter for the Matano. So let's say that saves them 5%. So they'll give you a 2% share in the business. Not bad for doing nothing.
I wonder if the Heavenly Tax Department, which is what it calls it, would consider that either a loophole or how do they call it when, you know.
We'll speak to your accountant, Richie. Right? He is skilled. He's a Kohen.
Omar
Lay. So he tells him, Zilish Tavit, fine. Anyway, so he goes ahead. And he does this. Rav Nachman finds out about issues a court order. He tells him, you gotta give all the matanas you haven't been giving.
Gotcha.
He comes and he says, but Rabbi Tavla said I was potter. Rav Nachman says, either you get those matanot out of your refrigerator, or I'm going to get Rav Tavla out of your ears. I'll take Rav Tavla out of your ears. Stop telling me what Rav Tabla told you, doesn't know what he's talking about. So Rav Tabla came to Rav Nachman to argue with him. Was Rav Tabla coming to Rav Nachman? Amale, my time of it, Marachi, well, I understand. What's wrong with this loophole? Amale, so Rav Nachman said to him, because ki atar v'achar b'chadina midoroma, and he said, Omer of Yoshua b'levi v'chozik pe'dor, Kohen tabach, the Kohen is himself involved in the butcher shop, either he's the primary owner, he's a shut for the butcher shop, he can get away without giving matanot for 2 or 3 weeks. Shtayim v'shalot shabbatot potur mina matanot. He can't veil a chayav b'matanot. But from that point on, he has to give. We'll talk about this in a minute. What would be this for? Omale, so Rav Tabla said, okay, so at least give him the 2 or 3 weeks. But you're making him give everything away? Omale, v'la'evit le'mar mi'et k'revacha b'chanina. Said Rav Nachman to him, no, because that din is only where he didn't set up a butcher shop. Over here he put Schreiber and Kohen on the top of the butcher shop. So Hani Milagalokova Maschata. Avalaka Okova Maschata. So he ruined it for himself.
But
So now the question is, so the question is, he put his name on the butcher shop.
That's
we're selling all right.
He set up the business only in order to get away from the taxes. I mean, this is, you know, this is
sophisticated stuff. Yeah.
In tax law.
Yeah.
If you set something up just to escape the taxes, then, you know, they can disqualify it.
So the Shaila is, what is the Makor on this? From Rashi, the Makor seems to be that the Mi'eitz of Chayazeva, the Pshat is, that if he's really shechting for someone else, then he wants to sell it. He has no interest in eating it. He's just saying he has a portion of the animal. That's only if he wants it for himself. He doesn't want it for himself. So then already it's Chayav, in which case, Tassus points out, so how do you get 2 or 3 weeks? What? Says 2 or 3 weeks in the Torah. I mean, where do you come up with such a thing? So the Ramban explains 2 or 3 weeks would be the Pshat, that initially he may be masses, maybe I should take a little bit for myself, and so on. Once he gets into the business, he really wants to be Meicher. So if he really wants to be Meicher, there was no Tzata Pater. So Rashi holds that a Kohen is being Mocher, even though he owns the animal that he's being Mocher, is Chayev, Meikar Adin, in the Matanot. Tosfos and other Rishonim disagree. And they hold the whole thing is a gzeira to Rabbanan because it looks like a setup, basically, which it is. Numerically, get away for 2 or 3 weeks, people think that the coin is there because he's taking care of his own stuff. But when they realize that he never really was, he's only there in order to potter it, then, as Richie says, I mean, you're setting up the whole business in order to potter a guy from Matanais, and that already smells bad. So then we're Mechayev you, but it's really a Drabona that's Mechayev you. So in Mela, 2 or 3 weeks, people catch on after 2 or 3 weeks. If you put your name up on the butcher shop right away, they catch on right away. So that's what Nachum was saying. That's the Parsha, meaning that's usually the way we would have understood the Parsha. So see you like this 2 or 3 weeks. And the Kvias Maschatar, it's because of Maritain. Yes, it's Lalach. 2 or 3 weeks. Omer of Chista. A Kohen who is in this kind of situation, who is a butcher selling for others, and he doesn't take out the matanot to give to another Kohen, Levi b'shamta d'Elo Yisrael. I'm putting him right now into a cherem. Oh, Marabba Barab Shila, you know, these tabachim in Hutzal, it's been 22 years that they've been sitting with this cherem. They don't give a hang, quite frankly. So then, Hani Tavchi the Utsu Kaime Bishamter of Chista Esri Vitartin Shneen. So, I mean, what's the point? What's he trying to say? Lamai Yochata. Elaim the Tumelo Mishamtinan Lahu is what that once a guy, when you see the Shamta doesn't work, so then it's no longer any point putting him into Cherim. Vatanya Bamed Varma Murim Ben Mitzvat Lotas. Where do we say that it's not up to us to punish a guy? That's if he already did an Avera. But mitzvah to say, Kegon Shomrim Lo, Asay Sukkah, they know Sukkah, Lulav, they know Asay. Asay Tzitzit, they know Asay. So then you're Mukhlif to continue to force him to act. Makinoto, Hachetetzenav Shom. So what do you mean? You keep banging him until he works. Why should we take off the Chayim just because it's ineffective? No, the point of saying it's been 22 years is forget about your cherem. Let's take a look and do something a little bit more intense. And that is kansinan lu below atraita. If they've been in a cherem for so long, you could take a fine without any advance warning. Like Rava once walked into a store, took away a whole thigh from them because they hadn't been giving them hatorim. Nachum by Yitzchak took away their clothes. The Omer of Chista. Furthermore, Chista also said another halachah giving them matanot. That the matanot have to be something that is choshev. So the matanot kohen, what you do is you give the zroa, you give to one kohen, you give the keva to another kohen, and the chayayim give to two kohenim. That's chashivas of the matana. Eini, v'aki yaser v'yitzch bar yaser, remember, ma'arova, pagin lo garma garma, they say in Eretz Yisrael that every piece, every single bone can be given to two people. No, that's talking about the matanot of a shor gadol. I mean, that's a very nice netinah. אמר רבא ברבא חנא רבי יוחנן אסור לאכול מבהמה שלא הורמה מתנותיה. You're not allowed, we don't pass like this, you're not allowed to eat from a behemoth that didn't have the matanot taken. And Omer Rabbah Barbachan, Omer Yor Kol Ochem, Yibayim Shavurum, Amatanot, Tegid Ochet Tevolim. It's as if he ate Tevel. Let you Ochet take a vada, we don't pass like that. Omer of Chista, you should know that matanot kuna can only be eaten barbecued and only with mustard. So it's en oel atzliv, en on chelet ela bechardal. Of course, it's also shown to point out, obviously, if you don't happen to like mustard, what do you say? You don't eat the mustard. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What it means is that each person, according to his chashivut, if you don't have a particular chashivut, then a barbecue is considered to be the way to go. You know, but what it means is you should eat this lemoshcha. My time okay, lemoshcha, ligdula, kedarach sham lachim mochli. Miyom Rav Chista. Esrim ve'arba matanot kuna, the 24 separate matanot. If a Kohen is not a Baki of the din of the Matana, and how it is that he's supposed to be knowing with it, that it has to be eaten with all of the dinim and so on, you don't give it to him. And that's not true. Lav miltei. To Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ko Kohen she'ino modeba avoda, en lo chelek pekuna. A Kohen who doesn't believe, Rashi says, is that he believes that Moshe made this whole thing up. What do you mean, Moshe made the whole thing up? Stop, the guy's not because.
It's like the family.
That can't be what it means. I don't know, number for sure. You know, but it's not all that important. You can do without it. So if there's, you can get away without this particular Aveda. So he doesn't believe in that Aveda. So then you don't give him a chelik and the kohen. Shenema, hamakriv et hamashlamim et hachelik b'nei Aaron lot yashoka yamin namana. A guy who takes seriously the bringing, the shlamim, the chelik, he gets the shoka yamin. Now you might think it means tafka, but really, that he has tafka, these avedas, et hamashlamim, the chelik, ein li alazeh bilvad. How do you know all 15 items that would be negeah? His avoda, yitzika, by the mincha, pouring the oil, the belila, the mixing, the petita, breaking it up into little pieces, amlichot, that you have to do melicha, and amincha, and the basa, tenufas, where you have to do the waving of it, agashot, bring it up to the mizbeach, kmitza, haktora, melika, of the ofot, of chatas, of the kabbalah, sadam azoah, sadam ashkoah, sasete, arifa, segla, arufa, Tyrus Mitzera, even Birchas Kayanim, Nesias Kapayim, whether it's in the Beis Hamikdash, whether it's in Shul, Beimi Bifneim, Beimi Bachutz, anybody who doesn't feel he's part of that doesn't get anything of the Kuhin. Talmud Lomar, Mibnei Aaron, Avodah Murad Bnei Aaron, Koko Angel Omodaba, and Lochelet Bekuhin. Anything at all that is Shaykh to Bnei Aaron that he's not, doesn't, made it that this is absolutely essential. He doesn't get a chelik b'nei, but you see, from Yosef Medayik, time it ain't a meidaba. But if he's meidaba, then he doesn't have to be book. I mean, if even not being a book is enough to lock him out, so then obviously that's a much broader halacha of limitations than just not being meidah. Mashva that if he's meidaba, afagav de eno baki behem, he still gets it. Kosh ditarev b'meya b'zman sh'meya shochatim et kulam potrin et kulam. But where echad shochet et kulam, then em potrin lo ela echad shochet. Hashochet lakohen lovit kochavim potrin min hametanot. Hamishtatef im ha'em tzorch shirshom that they should know that it really is a shutafut. V'im amar chutz min hametanot potrin min hametanot. Amar b'chor li b'nei meya shor pora v'ayu b'en matanot. נותן לכהן, ואינו מנקל לו מן הדמים. לקחן ממנו במשקל, נותן לכהן, ומנקל לו מן הדמים. ואמר, יבוא עליו כהן משני צדדים. ולא אמרו, what do you mean it's a בכור? So it's a בכור giving all things, כולו דידיו. And if it's not a בכור, at least I get the מתנות. אמרו לו שי, we're talking about בבלי די כהן. And then he was מוכר לישראל במומום. השוכת לכהן לבית כוכבים פוטור מן המתנות. Why not just say? Kohen, Ovid Kochavim, Turmina Matanot, Amar Rava, that's the whole point. Zot omer tadinim atabach. Dorash Rava, me'et ha'am, lo me'et ha'konim. But then, says me'et zovchei ha'zeva, ha'viyomer afilu tabach kohen kubash. But if he doesn't own it, it's not that he's potter because of dinim atabach. The Rabbi Tabla was a coin. Rabbi Dovak like me to the coming of Tabla. Omar Lay, instead of raising the rent, Zilish Tatif Bari Tabachay Yisrael, the Migat of a Fatwi, the Matanta, Mishtat Vebata, Chive, Nachman. Omar Lay, Papa, Papa, Rabbi Tabla, Potron. Omar Lay, you Zil, Afak, Vilma, Fickle, Rabbi Tabla, Miundra. Also, Rabbi Tabla, Kamedim Nachman, in my time of the Marathi. Omar Lay, the Chiyata, Rafaka, Bakranina, Midor Oma. Omar Rabbi Shurban Levi, Vachozik, Nedarom, Koin Tabach. 2 or 3 weeks. Potter min amataron. Began melech hayav minatan. Okay, so give him the 2 or 3 weeks. At least. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Hanina. I'm like, no. Ba'ani mida lo kova maschata. Okay, kova maschata. Omer of Chista, I kind of, the lo mafish matanta, in this situation, obviously, to give to the other koi, levi b'shamta to the Yisrael. Omer Rabba Bar of Shilo, I can tell you, ani tabak at Lutzel, kai b'shamta of Chista, ani yesu metart in Shnin. You live with the two low mishamtino on the country. I tell you about Medvar Mamurin. Bimitzvat lo tase. So anisha, but bimitzvat ase. Kigon omrim lo ase suka. Eno ase. Lulav eno ase. Ase tzitzit eno ase. Makino tarje te tzin afsho. Elo de kansina lu belo at raito. Kedo rova konis atma. Runach la yitzchak konis glima. Yom Rav Chista, Zeroa Lechad, Keva Lechad, Lechayim, Lishnayim. Eni? Vakiyot Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Marova, they're paginim lo garma garma. Yeah, that's talking about Bidatura. Omer Rabba Barbachan, Omer Rav Yochanan, Asur Lechol Mibema Shalom Urmam Matanotea. Omer Rabba Barbachan, Rav Yochanan, Asur Lechol Mibema Shalom Urmam Matanotea. Kilo Ochel Tvalim, Velayti Yochata Kavate. Omer Rav Chista, Matanot Kuna in Chalot El Tzli. Vene Akalot Ela Bachardal, my time Omer Kolam Mashcha, is the lotion of Gedula, Kederk Shamalakim Ochlim. Gomer Chista Esrim, Arba Matanot Kuna, Kokain Sheno Baki Behemenot in Lomatan, Avala Milti. The Tan Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kokain Sheno Modeva Vodain Lochelik Kuna. Shema Magriva Dama Shlamim Veta Chelet Mimne Aron, Lot Yeshoka Yamin Lomana, Ein Liela Zebul Vad, Minayim Rabot Chameshitri Avodot Kigon, Zikot, Belilot, Titot, Belichot, Trufot, Agashot, Kvitzot, Aktarot, Marikot, Kabbalot, Azot, Ashkat Zotar, Rifat Eglarufa, Tarat Mitzora, Nisiyot Kapayim, Bein Mimifnim, Bein Mibachot, Stamad Lomar, Mibnei Aaron, Eni Avodah Amura Levnei Aaron, Kokain Shalom Modeh Ba, Eno Chelek Begona, But, Taimed Eno Modeh Ba, Amodeh Ba, Afagav Eno Baki Behem.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
And today's Daf has been said at the same time that Michael Morris is doing a mila on his newly born son, and we all wish him mazel tov. So we're hoping to stay on that Kuf Lamed base, and we are in the middle, basically discussing whether it is okay to give this matanis, the zor lechayayim the keva, to a rebbezin kohen, which means a bas kohen, a kohenis.
This kohen, not Mrs. Kohen.
Ms. Cohen.
Ms.
Cohen. So yesterday we learned the Machlokes was based on the Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tihyeh, which we said over there is L'chora Raya, because the Minchas Kehenes, of course, is eaten, and therefore must mean that the definition of the word Kohen is that it's only on the male Kohen that we would say a Minchas Kohen is Kalil Tihyeh. And Ula's kind of was that the only reason we say that is because it says Aaron of Anav. And the Aron of Anav, which it says, Lagabi, the parish of Mincha, is indeed limiting it to males. But if it wouldn't have said Aron of Anav, Mashma, that the word Kohen includes male and female. The Vei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Kohen means Dafka Kohen, Velo Kohenet. The Yomot Satum and Amufurash is a parsha of the dinim of Minchas Kohen. It says, Beferish the male, to make it very clear. Once it clarifies it in one parsha, so we'll learn it also the other parshas, where it says, by Matanais, it doesn't say the Bnei Aaron. It just says Kohen, but we'll learn it out from Bnei Aaron, which it does say, Legabe the dinim of Mincha. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov takes a completely different approach. He says the truth is that normally the word Kohen would not mean a Kohenus. It would mean not a Kohen. But in this case, it means Kohen Afilu Kohenus. Why? Because it's a Mir after Mir. Since it says over here twice, because it starts off by saying Zeye Mishpat HaKohanim. Mishpat HaKohanim is Mashma Dafka Meals, Lishitasa. And then it goes on to say Minatan LaKohen HaZerov HaKohen and so on. So you see from here the second Mir, then Mir after Mir, Elul Rabbot. And in this case it's coming to be Marva even Mizekohen. Rav Kahana, who interestingly enough was not a Kohen, although we know, of course, Rav Kahana was a Kohen, because Rav Kahana was the one who took a sudra for a pidyon aben. So well, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Tosfos says there were two Rav Kahanas, which we've seen many times. One of them was a Kohen. This one wasn't a Kohen. But not as a Kohen. Obviously, he wanted to marry Mizu Kohenes, because I mean, otherwise, it's really people are going to say, well, a Kahana was not a Kohen. It's okay, so he married a Kohenes.
Even before Ellis Island.
And he ate, well, he spelled it with a K. So he ate Bishvil, the Kohenes that he was married to. So he ate it, Bishvil Ishtar. So he married a Kohenes. He was a Yisrael. People would give her the Zolokai and the Keva. Rabbi Yemar also used to, he also was a Yisrael who married a Kohenes. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabin also ate Bishvil Ishtar. Omar Ravina, Omar Limaremar, in the list of the issues that we have over here. So basically, we want to review now our parak. It's interesting. We've been doing this. Been doing this gradually.
If a miscarrying marries
a doesn't matter. In this case, only the gabi truma with his kedusha. But in terms of zrola chayim lekeva, because there she's eating because of her father, right? So once she marries, she's out of that loop. But over here, she's eating for herself. She's eating because she's a Kohenes. If you hold, of course, like the drushes that we've just had. Okay, so going back to the beginning issues over here, we started off with a discussion of, right away, at the beginning, of what the din is by Mazik Matnes Kahuna, or he was Eichel Matnes Kahuna. And this was really based on the issue of how to understand Zeye Mishpat a Kohanim, which was the Nafkamina between Chazav Ashok and the Kohanim. And when we went through all of the various riots back and forth, like Gabi Rukhista, to see whether we passed in like Rukhista, we didn't come out clearly with a psak. We thought we had riots, we were there for the riots. And then we got into the issues that we started on yesterday. Well, actually, we went into the Matonis Ranim. See how it related to it. Then we went into the issues that we started yesterday about the question of whether we have a Levi. Do we take whether a Levi considered to be Am? Is a Kohenes considered to be a Kohen? And now the Gemara basically wants to wrap up the sugya. So therefore, Amar Li Marema, says Ravina, when it comes to the shayla about Levi, Rav who said, it's not enough for him that we don't take from him, even though the mice are Rav of the suffix. But the bottom line is, we don't take from a Levi in Me'es Zofchei Azeva, Me'es Am Zofchei Azeva. And Hilchos HaKavasi Rav Chista, that the mice are Mazik, the Matnes Kahuna, or Erechol Matnis Kuluna, we saw the same thing was true in Makabe, the Shaila of the Matnis Aniyim. And in these cases, we pass that you're not Mukhliyev, Mikaradin. And the Ochasa, Kavasa de Ula, that we just had, that a Kehenes is also able to accept the Matanis of the Zerlachai and the Keva. The Ochasa Kavasa de Ravada Barava. And one additional issue we didn't discuss, but since we're already talking about whether a Kohenes is included in the Din of Kohen, let us determine whether a Levia is basically the equivalent of a Levi, because there it's Negea, the Din of Peterechem. In other words, is the Bechor, no, the Bechor of a Levi is certainly, there it has the Din Lechor, we switched them for the Becheres in the Midbar. A Cain is definitely part of a pigeon of Bechor. What about a Yisro who's married to a Leviah? So over there is a Machlokis, whether you go according to the Rechem that was Nifteret. So the Rechem is the Rechem of a Leviah, even though the Halach is Halacha on the father. We paskin here like Rav Ada Bar Abba, who says that a Leviyah she yalda b'napatur mechon beis slayim. And this has saved me some money, just in case my parents wouldn't have done it right. But my mother is a Leviyah. And the Tana Rabbanan, the new issue that we want to bring up now, that we've settled the who, is the what. So what exactly is Chayim Israel of Chayim Lekev? And it says Imshor Imset. So now that certainly would exclude Chayot, right? Dafka Shor Seh. So the question is, what about mixtures? What about Kilayim? And wait, this issue of Agave Kotchim and other things that the Torah defines, like the Shaila of how are we going to define the din of the Chela of something that's a mixture? And how are we going to be Chayot the din of the Kisei Adam of something that's a mixture? So how about Shor Chayim the Keva? Says the Brisa Tana Rabbanan, Azroa v'l'chayayim v'akivat, nohagim b'kilayim u'bekoy. Actually, you would be chayav whether it's a mixture of kilayim or whether it's a koy. Of course, we saw before two major approaches in koy, whether it's considered to be a grievous vassal or a shriyabo chachomi, or whether it's gufa kilayim that comes from a tayish and a tzvi. So Rebbe Eliezer says, let's clarify, kilayim, that's abominism in Arachel, where both species are behemoths. They're included in Seh. So then it's Chayim B'Matan. There's no reason to be Motzi Kilayim. But if it comes, Minakoi is the Girsa in those places. In other words, from a Tayish and a Tzvi, then, but the way it says it here, Tayish and Tzviya, which defines the male and the female, is very misleading, as we'll see. Then it's Prot Minamatonis. Now, remember, we had this whole shaila before. Machlokas lagabi kisei adam, lagabi matanais. What's the din about a tayish and a tzvi mixture? And it turned out that the only way that we could explain the machlokas over there was that the case was a tzvi that is ba'al hatayasha. There's a machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbana, whether you were chayev or not. And the machlokas, we determined, if you recall, we went through all types of possibilities, we ended up, the only way it was consistent, is that lamaisa, both Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbanan, are misupak, whether you're cheshishin lezera'av or you're not cheshishin lezera'av. In other words, do we view the father as having a role, really, in determining the halacha of the child of in the behemoth? Here, the case was that it was a tzvi, a father, that is proper from Atanais, and a tayasha that gave birth to this seh. So now the shaila is, a marzava seva filo mikta seh. So if you hold seva filo mikta seh, then even if you would be chayshina lezera ha'av, this would be a mikta seh, because the mother is a seh, even though the father is a tzvi. But the other man, the Omar holds that in the event that this is a mixture and that there really is a tzvi involved here, then we only have a half of a set. A half of a set is plucked from the matzonis. Since you can't prove it, so if the Kohen attempts to collect the matzonis, Yisrael says to him, listen, prove to me that ain cheshin lezerahav, and I'll be happy to give it to you. But on the tzadik cheshin lezerahav, I'm puzzled because it's, we don't know the mitzvah set. So now, Bishlam al Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, Rebbe Eliezer holds his potter. That's because you can't prove what the din is begabe. The question was Zerahav. This may be a mitzvah. He holds several mitzvah. Good. But the Rabbonan doesn't make sense. The Rabbonan, you're saying, they hold that even in the event, the question was Zerahav, and that this is only a mitzvah, you'd still be chayav. Because Seva Filo mitzvah. Okay, but let's even say Seva Filo mitzvah. But I mean, the Seva Filo mitzvah is only the chayav of you in half of the matzahs, if your question was Zerahav. So Mamela, why not the Rabbonim, when they, instead of saying Chayiv, they say like this, Mikta, so let's say, Palga Lishko, here's half. Because that's on the tzad, that it's a Mikta, so I'll give you, and the Torah is B'chayim. You want to collect the whole matzahs? Prove to me that ain't question was Zerahav. So blame Allah, why didn't the Israel say to the Kodimah? I say, right, if you could prove that ain't Christian Lazarab, I'll give you the other half also. Because then the whole says is Chayiv in the Matanis. Omer Ibn Bachia, ain't Okiyani. When the Rabbanan said that a father, Tzvi, from a Tayish, said, is Chayiv in Matanis, what they meant is that he's Chayiv in half of the Matanis, and the rest is Amrachi Mechavel of Araya. So my Chayiv Nami to go Amar. Chayiv b'chatzi matanot. That's what they meant. Moshe Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera asked them is from the following that we've seen before a number of times that the koi yesh bo drachim shavim lebeima, v'yesh bo drachim shavim lechaya, v'yesh bo drachim shavim lechaya ulbeima. So this koi in certain ways has dinim of a behima, certain ways has dinim of a chaya, and in certain ways shares the dinim of both. Ketzah. What do we mean? Well, let's take a look at the chelav. The chelav of a koi is treated like the chelav of a behema, and it's awesome. The chelboa is certainly chelav behema. Let's take a look at the dam. The dam is chayav and kisi adam, the same way the chayav dam is chayav and kisi adam. There's also drachim that it's shavim lebehema ula chaya, because its dam and its gid is osur ba'achila, like both the behema and the chaya. And what's interesting is that it's Chayav Bezroel HaChayim V'Keiba. Now, this Chayav Bezroel HaChayim V'Keiba, Rabbi Eliezer Poter, obviously. Now, if what you said was correct, that when it says Chayav, the Rabbanan only meant it's Chayav B'Chetzi, why does it say so? Because in the context of this price, we were trying to distinguish between the dinim of Koi that are similar to Behemah, similar to Chayav, it's very important to say that the mixture in the koi is partially chayav, because otherwise it seems to be saying that the koi is similar to the behemoth. Is he saying it's definitely chayav? That's very misleading. So, imisa chayav b'chatzi matanot b'boile. It should have said over here, dafka chatzi matanot. You're right, it should have. But it would have ruined the parallelism in the brisa, because adi dekara, chelbo v'damo. You can't say, what are you going to say? Half of its chalav and half of its dam. And again, we talk about its chalav. We talk about its dam, right? So we see, obviously, the chiv of kisa is not a chiv of kisa, half of its dam. The Israel chalav is not an Israel chalav, half of its chalav. We gave it the din, mitzvah a subject of both. Of course, you can't say the lo matzah. I mean, the word chetzi, chetzi doesn't work. Mishumachi, lo katoni, chetzi. We don't say chetzi here either. But if you analyze it, it really can only be because of the technicality of Amotzi Mechaveh Olav Araya that the Kohen will never be able to collect the whole thing because he won't be able to prove that Cheshin is there out. I'm sorry, that ain't Cheshin is there out. That's right, sure. We always get them from both sides. You can't win. Kiyosa Ravin Omer Rav Yochanan. Interestingly, when Rovin came, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan and is saying that a koi is actually chayav b'kulo matanos. According to the Rabbanan, all seven, Tafil Nikra said, it's not that we have a problem on what's going to come out of Araya. You have to get the whole thing. Titania. Sure. He holds that it's actually the chayav when a koi is learnt out of the pasuk. Because the Torah says, im shor im se. Those are the zokhe hazeva. So the Bryant explains, it could have just said Shorov said. Would that say Im Shor, Im said? Mata Badabar Im Shor. Just say Shor. That's to tell me that even Kelayim are Chayav Matanis. Could have just said Seh. Mata Badabar Im said. That's coming to tell me the Rabot of that court. So over here, the Torah is going out of its way to be Machayav you on the Koi. So it's a complete fear. It's not a fear. Mitam HaSafe. Okay, according to this, Inafinami, the meaning of Chayav is Chayav Bekulu. Now, according to Eliezer, who holds that since I don't hold of Seva, people mix this, obviously he doesn't hold of this Rosha. The Rabba is a Koi. So according to him, what do you do with Im Shor Im Seh? He says, what do you mean, what do I do? But wouldn't have said Im Shor Im Seh, I would have thought it would be both. Shor this Seh. As they Im Shor Im Seh, either or? So that's Mechalek. Rabbanan, so Inafinami, I mean, why don't the Rabbanan need it Mechalek? Otherwise I would say, you're not Chayav on the Matanis, unless you check both the Shor and the Seh. So how do they know Mechalek? He said, what do you mean? It says, Mezokeh Hazeva. Hazeva means one. How can I think that it means both? So I don't need it. So therefore the Im comes to be Marva Kalayim and Koi. Huh, that's a good point. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what does he do with Zofchei HaZev? I said, what do you mean? Zofchei HaZev, my other lady, boy, lady, get a Rava. You are my Rava, Hadini Matabach. Rava points out, we'll see later on, tremendous Nachmanin Zalacha, the din of the Tziyah of the Kohen is not with the owner of the animal. It's with the Sheikhet. And the Kohen comes to be Tovea, the Shochet of the animal, even if he's shechting an animal that isn't his. The act of Shechita is Matzeh him, the Chiv, and right to give the Matzanish to the Kohen. And therefore, the answer is of Chiyazevach, I wouldn't have known that it's a din in the very strange halacha. Normally, a Baal of the Peres, a Baal of the Tfuah, a Baal of the Behemoth is the one who's Chayav in the Matzanish. Over here, the din is with the Shechit. That's why it's Chiv, of Chiyazevach. We'll see more about this in a moment. Now, a Bechor, of course, is potter from the Matanis, because he was not Kedusha Chal and the Kedusha. So, if this Bechor, clearly it's a Bechor Baal Mum, otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat. I mean, as we say, if a behemoth is Osir, is Nisarev of Kodesh, is Nisarev with others, he can't eat any of them. But this Bechor was Mutter Vahila, it was a Baal Mum, and it got mixed up in 100 animals of Chul. So, bizman shemei'ah shochatim et kulam, you have 100 different shechtim. So, every shechet, since, here again, it's clearly a dini matabah, every shechet says, who's to say I'm shechting the non-bechor? Maybe I'm shechting the bechor. I'm not going to give you the matanis until you can prove to me that this animal is chayav matanis. No, we otherwise we could identify it. Yeah, they'd have to have the same one. And we so they're potter, they're all potter. But if one checks all of them, even though they're owned by different people, since it's a din in the tabah, so then he can only potter one. Because okay, fine, one we won't collect from you, give me the other 99. Because we know that 99 are mechayim. But if the owner is a Kohen, or a Goy, and the Shechet is shechting for the Kohen, then he's potter min ha-matanot. V'amishtatef imahem, somebody now that is being mishtatef with a Kohen, and now he's got the advantage of that shituf, that the matanis, he doesn't have to give away the matanis. But, tzarich sheyirshom, he has to make a note on the animal that this animal is owned by Mr. Kohen. And therefore everybody sees why the matzonis are not being given, because otherwise it looks like they're stealing the matzonis. The imama, now if the Kohen says to Yisroel, he says, look, I am selling you now this animal, chutz min ha-matanot, so then okay, he's put him in ha-matanot, because the matzonot is still owned by the Kohen. That's a cute way to deal. The Im Amar, now this is talking about if a Yisro who walks into a butcher shop, he says, we had this before, Mechorli b'nei me'ah shofara, sell me the innards of a par, and that includes the kebab. Well, you bear matanot. You know, he still has to give the matanot to the Kohen, and he can't claim that he wants his money back for that part from the tabak, because the tabak should have given it to Cohen, because the tabak can say, look, I didn't weigh it. I mean, I gave it to you, obviously, I figured you would give it over for me. So, enu menakel lo min adamim. On the other hand, lakhanim enu b'mishkal, if he weighed the meat, and he includes the weight of the keva, then he is basically taking that from the Kohen. So then, notnan lakohen, enu menakel lo min adamim over there, he could say, hold on a minute, I have to give this away. It was your fiat to give away, you're the tabak, so I'm giving it there. The Gemara explained before, this is not a kasha on Rav Chisda, who holds mazik, matnes, kunu, mochum, because it's still the end. If it's the end, so then of course, I still have to give it. And in that case, he gets his money back for that portion of the weight.
Why don't they say it's illegal to sell the keva?
It is. It's not illegal. It's not a says. It's not his.
That's negotiable.
Huh? Well, I mean, theoretically, you could steal it.
You say that it doesn't belong to you.
Well, if you would have eaten it, then it would have been good. But they could have gotten it before he ate it. If he eats it, it would have been potter. Now, the question is, this is a little bit strange. What do you mean if Bukhar potters the rest? On the contrary, the Kohen should come and he should say, okay, what's your problem, sir? You don't want to give me the matonis because it's a Bukhar? Thank you, I'll take the whole animal. See you later. Because the Bukhar is supposed to get this Kohen. Oh, it's not a Bukhar. Very good. So where's the matonis? Now, how can a guy get away with saying it? Maybe it's a Bukhar, therefore I won't give you the matonis? Just the opposite. Vamai, Yavoa Lakohim, Shnei Tzadim. Let the Kohen get him no matter where he goes. Because the way Malay, okay, if it's a Bukhar, then it's all mine. Habikula Didiyu. If it's not a Bukhar, so where's my matonis? So have we matantoi? Give me the matonis. Omer Ravosha, obviously, we're talking about a Bukhar that belonged to a Kohen, who then sold it to Yisrael as a Balmum. So and that's completely okay. So it's talking about the Balite Kohen and Machroli Yisrael Balmum. I mean, obviously, I like the Mishnah as a joke. But we're not interested in focusing on the momentous aspect of the Bukhar. We're interested in focusing on the interrelationship of the Tabak to the dinim of the suffix and the animal and the Kiev and the Matanis.
He remains
Bukhar.
Potter
and the Zorachai and the Keva, sure. Absolutely.
But he's
Chulin Legabi Akhila. But, I mean, there's a lot of special dinim on him. You're not allowed to sell it in a butcher shop or away and so on and so forth. It has the same din as the Kedushas Bukhar Lubabamu. That's a strange way to say it. Somebody who's shechting for a Kohen or a Goy, why don't you just say a Kohen and a Goy, you're Potter and a Matanot? Why are you saying it that way? And here is Rava's din that we quoted before, Zotah Meretz. This is coming to tell me, which we were Madaik from the Potter, made Zotah Azeva, Hadin im Hatabach, that in fact the halachas of the tviot on the matanas all focus on the tabak. That's why we have to say it in this way. And on Mardorash Rava, take a look at the pasuk. Me'eta am. Now the am means not kohanim. Velo me'eta kohanim. So kohen would not be chayav to give the matanas to another kohen. Kishu omer me'et zuchei azevah. Havi omer afil tabak kohen b'mashma. On the other hand, where it says me eight Zofea Zevach, I don't care who the heck he is, Zofea Zevach, not the Yom, Zofea Zevach. If a Kohen sets himself up as a butcher, and now he's going to be selling to others, there he would be fired. He's only potter if he's selling for, if he's shechting for himself. Now Rashi seems to learn that this is the Raisa. Tosafot says it's impossible to derive, as we're about to see, from a Maisa Shehoya, and that it's actually only Drabon. And what the Pasuk really means is that if a Kohen is a Tabach who's shechting for Yisrael, but not if he sets himself up in business to sell to others that the Torah is Machayavim, then Drabon and we're Machayavim. But if, technically speaking, if it's his animals, even though he's selling to others, he has a right to shecht and to sell and to keep the Zorachai and the Keva, because he is not the Eitzah. Now, what happened was that Ushbazichne the Reb Tabla, Kohen Havi. Reb Tabla was, he used to stay with a family when he was in Yeshiva, who were Kohanim, And they were very poor. Avi Dukrik blamed Yosef. So, also the Kandri Rav Tavla. He asked Rav Tavla for an Eitzah. What could he do to make a little bit of money? Well, Rav Tavla was a smart yeshiva bocher. So he told him, I have a great idea. You're a Kohen. Why don't you make a shuftis in business with the Yisroel butcher? And it'll be worth it for him to go into business. He said, I don't have any money. You don't have that money. You can trade on your Kohen game. Because now, if you go into business with him, he will be potter on the matanis. So basically, exactly. So basically, you're already bringing in money into the business. So zilishtatik varitabachei Yisrael. Go get you, make a deal. You'll be the shutaf of all of the tabachim in town for a small portion of the profits. The meager.
How much
you just
do some acts?
You're going
to say.
You know what I mean? No, I signed it up. I make a deal. Write it up with a valid contract.
Yeah, by me, accepted.
Without paying, I got to take the action. It'll be the matzah. We enter into partnership one day. It's nobody's business. You want to give me a partnership free? That's your business. So the media is in matzah, because of the fact that they benefit at not having to give the matzahs, mishtach, the ba'adach. They will make you a shuftah for the value. So he does this. The first guy that tries to get away without giving him matana, Rav Nachman comes down on him from Bezdin, and Paskin, he's hired to give for matanas. So the poor guy says, but, we're potter. Rav Nachman says, Yil af, look, either you get those matanas out of this butcher shop, v'ilo mafkina l'cha Rav Tavla m'runcha. And if not, I'll drag Rav Tavla out of your ears. So Rav Tavla hears about this. He goes to speak to Rav Nachman. Also, Rav Tavla came in to Rav Nachman. I don't get it. My time, not at my office. Why'd you do that? Because, I'll tell you why. When Rav Acha bar Chanina came from the Darom, he quoted Rav Yehoshua ben Levi in Kozik Ne Darom as saying that a Kohen who sets himself up as a Tabach, Shtayim v'shalosh shabbatot patur min ha-matanot. For 2 or 3 weeks, we can let him get away with his shtick. Mikan ve'elech chayav v'matanot. From that point on, he's chayav v'matanot. Which is where Tosha says, obviously it can't be a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, if it's a Kohen who becomes a tabak, is chayav, how can you give him 2 or 3 weeks? So clearly this is a gezeira that Rav Tavla hadn't heard about. Rav Yaakov was informing him that Enochinami, you're right in terms of the drush of the Pasuk, they would have been Pasuk, but since we were Makabal, the Gezerah, from Zikne Dorayim, there's no way we can do it. He's limited to 2 or 3 weeks.
So I can't dissolve the partnership.
Oh, my labor, so the loving, my me, it's your vaka vaka, give him the 2 or 3 weeks. When the first guy that came, you already came down on him. Why didn't you give him 2 or 3 weeks? I'll tell you why. Because I didn't mean to look at a maschat. It's only where he didn't open up a storefront. Over here, they opened up a storefront. Bienet coin. And now they're bothering us. Now it's clear that he's shifting as a business. Then the only reason he gave him 2 or 3 weeks was until it gets around that he's shifting for a business. But then he opened up a store. How could we give him 2 or 3 weeks? The guy already put up a sign. Put up a sign, he loses the partnership.
It's Matanos style.
A Kohen who sets him up as a butcher, sets himself up as a butcher, and uses that to be pottering himself from the matonas, and therefore he's over on this takona of the Ziknei Doron. Lahavi b'shamta de lokei Yisrael. We hereby put him into a chair.
He said he does want to be sort of
Partnership? No. Central. No, he didn't. He himself his own business.
I'm a shulchan. I
live business. Yeah. He said he has to give the He set himself up in a business. And as we saw, we're much bigger than the possible man's own
chair. Can he give it to himself? Just get out of the shop?
No, because it's not even in free shop. I'm a rabbi Barbar Shiloh, you know? I talk to Hutzel. In Hutzel? They're already kind of b'shamta Rav Chista Esri Matatik Shni. It's been 22 years in Hutzel that they've been sitting under Rav Chista's cherem. Yeah, no. from my other side. Are you telling us about a piece of interesting historical information? What's the point of 22 years? Is it that, well, if it doesn't work for 22 years, you figure the heck with it, you'll never get it out of them? Is that the point? But Tanya, where do we beat a guy up once and leave him alone? That's in a mitzvah's lotasa. Okay. But a mitzvah's ase, kagon omrim lo ase sukkah, veino ase. Come on, guy. Hey, buddy, where's your sukkah? And he doesn't make a sukkah. We don't make a lulu. If he doesn't make a lulu, I say chichit, veino ase. You keep getting him. Beat him up again. If he still doesn't do it, beat him up harder. And Makino Dachite, not sure, wait until he dies. Just keep beating him.
That's a life free choice.
Nothing like it. So but I'm not killing him, we're telling him what to do. He's going out of his way to be morated against the court. That's right. So obviously it can't mean that we take off the chayrim because the guy is refusing to keep the halacha. He doesn't want to give them atonis. Of course he doesn't give them atonis. Ella, what it means is the 22 years, the chiddush is, the kansinim of the law tries it. After 22 years of sitting in a chayrim, the court has a right to act imperiously and randomly. So if you heard the rabbi Kanis Adma, rabbi walked in one day to one of those stores. He said, where are the matanas? We don't give matanas here. Very good, I'll take the whole animal. So in other words, he took the whole side of the animal, gave it to a kohen. Well, what might you have to do that? No, sorry.
You have to wait
22 years to do that. And that's the next case.
What's the
case you're referring to? Yosef. 22 years. They had the shamta on the, not to be megala to the brothers. 22 years he was in Mitzrayim, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak also did this, but he didn't take the side of the animal. He took off the butcher's clothes. So the kohen is Gwima. He took away the clothes and gave it to the kohen. Ah, don't want to give it to my brother? Shut up, I think. The Amr of Kista. In terms of the chaluk of the matanis, the nice way to do it is you give the zroah to one, that's the chosher of the matan, keva to one, and the chayayim, let me give it to two kohanim. Each one is chosher. Really? Well, yes, we used to buy this in Bama. He said, I know in the Eretz Yisrael, Bagina Luhu Garma Garma. No, we actually split up the Lechayayim into various sections. Each bone is considered to be a fine gift. Yeah, that's talking about a shore. Also, but a tura, it's big. I'm talking about a set. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan. Asur Lechol Mibayim Ashlohu Mumat Nasea. It's actually Osir, and this is Osir, as Rabbi Barbar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan continues, Kolokho Mibayim Ashlohu Mumat Nasea Kilo Ochel Tzvalim. Tosfos learns it means Mamish Midiraisa, because he learns out the Nesina, the Nasan, from Truma, as we'll see. This is, we'll see later on in the next paragraph. But we don't pass on that, guys. But I still, because like us, we saw this already, Lagabe, as we'll see later on, Lagabe Yecheskel. One of the things that Yecheskel was always Mishabeach himself on, it wasn't directly from an animal, Shalom, not myself. Omer Gizta, Matnot Kuna, Enea Chalot El Tzli. You can only eat Matnot Kuna on a barbecue. Enea Chalot El Bechadal, you can only eat it with mustard, and definitely not ketchup. Why is this? Amar Kra, Lemashcha, Ligidula. You have to eat it with good taste. Good taste is on a barbecue, and with the correct kind of French's mustard, and so don't go around with a cheapo kind of stew. Kederek Shamalachim Ophelim. Tosis explains, obviously, if you have a personal preference, then you eat the way you want. The point over here is, given no preference, then the derech, amalucha, v'amoshka, the hashimah of kachim, would be to eat it this way, which most people view as being chosher. Or barbecue has a very special chashivut to it.
Yeah, the rich would eat the barbecue because you lose a lot of the meat, the weight, and the mass.
Maybe that's why. Could be. Could be.
That's
all charred. Hmm. That way, maybe
that's very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's always men who do barbecues.
I stopped
it. Because
I had more
chashivut. The Amr Chista, Esrim V'Arba Matznot Kuhuna. The 24 matanes given to the Kohen, Kol Kohen She'ino Baki Bahen, the Kohen is not a Baki. In each one of them, he has to know how exactly they're supposed to be treated and so on. Then he's out of the parish. And we don't, Eino Tula Matana, we don't give him anything. The Lav Milti is not true. I'll prove it's not true. The Tanya Rebbe Shimon Omer, Kol Kohen She'ino Mode Ba'avodah, a Kohen who is not made and except upon himself the fear of the various Avedas in the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, this Malika stuff is a disgusting. I'll do everything else. I ain't going to do Malika. Forget it. He's out of it. Shenema, Hamakriba, Damashlamin, Vetachela, Bimaron, Lotia Shokayamin, Amana. Who gets the Shokayamin? The guy is ready to do the work. In the Elizabeth, you might think it's Dafka, this Makrid is Dana Shlomi and the Salem. How about the nine Rabot Hamashit Srey Avodot? How about all 15 different things that a Kohen has to be willing to do? Yitzika and Belila and Petita, Melicha, Tznufa, Hagosha, the Ktoris, the various Malikas, the Kabbalahs, the Azois. Even down to pouring the water for the seifa and giving her the water, to do the arifa, the egel arufa, to pask in the dinim of the mitzera, to do nisias kapayim, whether you're talking about inside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside in shul. I don't go for that kind of stuff. All of those things he needs to be mekabel on himself. How do I know that's also included? Talmud Lomar, Mibnei Aharon. Any avodah hamura livnei Aaron, kol kohen she'ino modeh ba, eino chayav tikkun. Mashma, at the time of eino modeh ba, the only kohen that we're going to exclude is a kohen that doesn't accept hamodeh ba, a kohen who accepts. He just doesn't know particularly. I don't know how you eat gezeirah chayim v'kiva. So but then apagav beinu v'kiva, and we could still give it to him. It's not that we're makia him from the kohen in any way.
Instruction booklet.
Yeah, well, we try to do that. Quiet.